Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The State Senate Committee on Committees has recommended that Wasilla Republican Senator Mike Dunleavy lose two committee seats. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the action, expected to be finalized today, follows Dunleavy's decision last week to leave the Senate Majority Caucus. If the Senate approves, Dunleavy would lose his seat on the powerful Senate Finance Committee and his seat as chairman of the Senate State Affairs Committee. Palmer Republican Shelley Hughes will replace Dunleavy on finance, and Anchorage Republican Kevin Meyer replaces Dunleavy as chairman of state affairs. Dunleavy left the caucus in order to oppose the budget. He called for maintaining permanent fund dividends and making deeper budget cuts. Alaska's congressional delegation is fighting proposed cuts to the Alaska Sea Grant program included in a blueprint budget released by President Donald Trump last month. KTOO reports that yesterday Senator Lisa Murkowski introduced a bipartisan Senate resolution which says Sea Grant plays a vital role in many communities nationwide. It follows a letter of support last week signed by Congressman Don Young and other U.S. House members. In a town hall meeting in Petersburg Monday, Young said the program receives a good return on investment.
The Sea Grant program is dear to my heart. In fact, I had the head guy in my office the other day. We'll continue to fund that. It works.
Sea Grant helps fund dozens of research projects in Alaska through the University of Alaska Fairbanks, including seafood industry and climate change tracking. In the coming months, Congress will decide Sea Grant's funding for next year. The White House has also asked to cut Sea Grant's funding for the remainder of this year, and that budget needs to be approved by the end of April. A more typical winter across much of Alaska has weather forecasters anticipating more normal river breakup conditions this spring. During a breakup outlook teleconference Tuesday, National Weather Service Pacific River Forecast Center hydrologist Crane Johnson underscored that this past winter diverged from the previous three, with colder temperatures that have resulted in thicker river ice around the state.
Fairbanks ranged from 85 to 120% of normal. Downstream in the Kuskokwim, it was from 100% to 118% of normal. And this does match the anecdotal observations we've received from communities. It appeared to be a good winter for travel. Everybody's reporting thicker ice than normal throughout the state.
Thick ice can increase ice jam flood potential, but breakup hinges more on spring temperatures. And Weather Service Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman says the projected trend indicates conditions more conducive to a trouble-free ice out.
Increased chances for cool weather the rest of this month over the eastern interior and the Yukon, and somewhat above normal over western Alaska. There's the potential for this long, protracted snowmelt and breakup.
Toman says that would ease forces that can lead to flooding, including along the major drainages of the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers.
Melting and weakening the ice faster than normal in the west, and it's a slower process in the east. So you reduce the risk that there'll be this big flush of water coming down the rivers and then running into solid ice.
Toman cautions that the outlook is based on modeling and that there's always potential for gradual warming to be punctuated by a temperature spike, a scenario that resulted in a major ice jam flood at Eagle in the spring of 2009.
That is a possibility. There's no sign of any big warm-up like that on the horizon, but the end of April is a ways away yet.
Breakup timing is forecast to be normal in northern Alaska, 1 to 3 days early across the state's midsection and 2 to 4 days early in southern areas. I'm Dan Bross.